The Gemara in Masechta Menachos Daf Chof Amud Aleph teaches us the importance of putting salt on all kabbanos. First, the Gemara quotes the pasuk Bris Melech Olam Hi Shtei Bris Amur B'Melech, that the Torah is teaching us that the bris that's said on salt, all kabbanos have to have salt. Divrei Reb Yehuda. Reb Shimon Omer, Reb Shimon says, how do we know that all kabbanos must have salt? Nema Khan, the Torah says here, Bris Melechi. Nema Lahalon, the Torah, when it speaks about the obligation that strictly Kohanim should do the Avoida, says, Bris Kuhunas Olam. So we learn Kshein, she Efshel Kabbanos Bloy Kuhuna, just like it's impossible for kabbanos to be brought without kohanim, only kohanim may do the avoida. Kach yefshel kabbanos bloy melech. Kabbanos must have salt. And as the Gemara goes on to explain, that even Rav, who teaches us on Daf Yutes Amud Beis, that only halachas that are repeated twice by Korban Mincha are essential. If the halacha is not repeated, the halacha is not essential. Regarding the halacha of having salt, says the Gemara, since the Torah, regarding the halacha putting on salt, uses this very strong word, the Torah uses the word bris. So Rav holds that anything that's in the where the Torah uses the word bris is so strong that even if the Torah didn't repeat the halacha, it is as if the Torah said this halacha twice. And therefore, it's essential that the Korban Mincha has to have salt. I ask the Sfas Emes, how do we understand when our Mishnah says that loy molach, that if the carbon didn't have salt, if the carbon mincha wasn't salted, it was kosher? Says the Sfas Emes that what the Mishnah means to say is that even though that the proper place for the salt to be put on the carbon, on the koimitz of the carbon mincha, is when the koimitz is on the mizbeach, but if the salt was not put on strictly when the koimitz is on the mizbeach, even if it was put when the koimitz is not on the mizbeach, then it's kosher. But there must be salt. Salt is not something that could be avoided. There's also interesting shaila that the Mefarshim explain. Both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, as we quoted the Gemara on Daf Chof Amud Aleph, both learn that salt is essential. The shailas, they just have different ways of getting to that halacha. Is there any nafka mina la halacha lemaisa? Rabbi Yehuda, so one pshat that the Mefarshim suggests, the Kesef Mishnah says, that Rabbi Yehuda, who learns it from the pasuk that it says by Korban Mincha, will say that only by Korban Mincha is the salt absolutely essential. However, Rav Shimon, who learns it from the Efshel Kabbanos B'loy Melech, will say that this halacha applies equally by Korban Mincha and by all other Kabbanos as well. That's the Kesef Mishnah's explanation. The Meshech Chachma gives another nafka mina between Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Shimon. And that will be the halacha. The question will be if Bizman, as we discussed when we learned Masechta Zvachim, when kabbanos were brought on a bama, will there be a requirement that the carbon have a salt? Have salt? According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's a din all kabbanos, as we just learned, must have salt. According to Rabbi Shimon, who connects it to the din of kahuna, so just like we learned that a bama that voided need not be done with salt, it need not be done by kahanim. So it could be that according to Rav Shimon, a carbon that would be brought on the Bama would not require salt. Why is salt so critical? So Rabbeinu Bechai explains that we learn many times in our Masechta Zvachim, we learned it, we learned in Masechta Zvachim, Menachos, that there's a concept of Hakrivein Nolof Chasecha, that when a carbon is brought, it should be brought in the most significant manner possible. So since it should be brought in the most significant manner possible, the halach is that it should be brought with salt. Certainly without salt, it wouldn't have a good taste. Another pshat that I saw, the Rambam, we know, says that the whole purpose of bringing karbonos is to counter avodah zarah, to counter the avodah zarah. And part of the avodah of the avodah zarah in those times was that they ate blood and they worshiped blood. So we specifically put on the karbonos blood, put on the karbonos salt to remove the dam, to show that we are not like the avodah zarah. But clearly, what we've been learning in our shiur is the importance of putting salt on all karbonos. There's a very big chiddush based on the Hilchos Ketanos, and the Hilchos Ketanos is based on a chinuch. He says that if you don't have salt to put on the carbon, you could put on sugar. And he explains, based on the chinuch, because what salt does is, it's salt preserves, and we don't want, that's why, says the chinuch, the Torah was so strong about putting salt on the karbonos, because the salt, we don't want the karbonos to be spoiled, we want them to be preserved. So too, we want to put on all karbonos, we could put sugar, because sugar has the same quality, it has the same characteristic that it could preserve. A tremendous chiddush. And based on this chiddush that the Hilchos Ketanos wants to say, there are those that begin with a discussion. If one has, for example, Rachmana Litzlan, high blood pressure. And of course, people who have high blood pressure are supposed to refrain from salt, from sodium. So how are they supposed to eat a piece of kosher meat? How are they supposed to eat a piece of kosher chicken if we know that they all have to be salted to remove the blood? So maybe, based on this Hilchos Ketanos, we could use sugar instead of salt. So the reality is that many Paiskim discuss this Hilchos Ketanos, and it's almost unanimous that the Paiskim are all of the opinion that salt, sugar, cannot be used instead of salt. Even though Rabbi Avadya Yosef in the Shas Tshuvas Yabia Omer Chelik Dalid Yoredeya Simonim Beis and Gimel has a discussion about this, and he wants to quote a Tshuvas Harashba that says that honey, which he wants to apparently equate to sugar, has two characteristics. One is that anything that falls into honey gets dissolved into honey. And the other thing is that honey has the ability to preserve what's put into it, which is a similar characteristic that salt has. But he goes on to say that, quoting many, many poskim, that chas v'sholem, one may not use sugar instead of salt. And there are tshuvas in other poskim as well that discuss this shaila, how sugar can never be substituted for salt. They want to say that what the Hilchos Ketanis mentioned, it's all wrong, that he says something very interesting at the end of Tshuva in the Siman Beis, that apparently what happened was that maybe it was discussed, he says, at a Sudas Purim, and somebody put that into the Hilchos Ketanis, but he can't believe that even the Hilchos Ketanis would have ever said something that sugar could be substituted for salt.